Let's now welcome to the stage Linda Faust.
Okay. I'm Linda Faust. I was born a month premature, given too much oxygen. This is my first story slam, so I didn't know the story had to have a beginning and an end, and I just kind of thought of some funny and embarrassing moments as a deafblind person that I was going to share. And I'm not here to win a prize or anything anyway, so I'm going to just start. So one of the things that I'm just going to talk about embarrassing things that happened, because I was never able to really see how people do things. And never had my mother tell me, oh, this is how you do such and such or whatever. So when I was first married, I decided I was going to, there was some kind of a fish, I forget what it was, that I put it in the oven. And the recipe said, cut it in half and put salt and pepper on it and yada, yada, yada. And I didn't realize, I smelled something burning, and I said something to my husband like, oh my God, Mike, there's something burning. I don't know what to do. So he comes over and he opens the oven door and he goes, oh my God, because the eyes of the fish was looking at him, because the fish wasn't cleaned. So that was one silly thing that I did. It was pretty funny. Not at the time, of course. And then after I was separated from my husband, after a year and a half, I was staying at people's houses, you know, friends, and I was too proud to use a cane at the time, so I decided, oh, here comes the bus, I'm going to cross the street, instead of walking two blocks, crossing the street, and waiting for another bus, and all that kind of stuff, because I didn't know any better. So I go and I cross the street. I pass out in the middle of the road. I got hit by a bus, believe it or not. I got arrested for jaywalking. And I freaked out because I was so naive and everything. I didn't know what to do. And so a friend or acquaintance said, well, plead no contest. So that's what I did. And so after all that, I was living in, you know, I had gotten my own apartment and everything, and I had this bicycle that I borrowed from my sister, and I'm riding it on the sidewalk, and this Spanish guy, he goes, hey, Mom, are you the crazy chick that got hit by the bus? And I was floored. I didn't know what to do, so I said, yeah, I am. But, you know, if somebody asked me something like that when I was much older, I probably would have said, who wants to know, or something like that. But anyway, so I had to get stitches in my head when I got hit by the bus. And when I used to do gigs where I sang and played piano and performed in clubs, I'd kind of elaborate on the story and make things up and say, you know, I got hit in the head and I've never been the same since. So that was one situation. Another time when in my younger days, I went with a girlfriend to a movie theater. We were rushed because we were late and I couldn't find a seat. We had to walk all around the seat, the theater and everything. And I said, is this my seat? Yeah, that's my seat. So I noticed somebody, I almost sat in somebody's lap. And I was so embarrassed, I could have died. And I said, well, I hope he liked it. And so at the end of the movie, he came over to me and he goes, yeah, I did like it. And so that was another funny, embarrassing incident. Let me see. I've never done this before. I'm really nervous. About the deaf thing. I have moderate to severe hearing loss. And what happened? Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah. I met the director of Deafblind Communication Access Network, and she was at my house, my apartment, with an interpreter. And I was asking things about, well, what do deaf people do that don't speak? How do they laugh? And so forth, so on. So she stamped her feet. Da, 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 left, left, right, left, right, left, right. So anyway, years after that, I went to a Deafblind Communication Access Network event, and I had somebody that was a sign language voice interpreter, and I was telling her about the incident I just described, and I stamped my feet, da, 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 and everybody was staring at me, she said, because they thought I was laughing. So that was like really super embarrassing, but funny now that I look back on it. It's, hysterical. So I'm always getting into. Oh yes, I have to kind of backtrack. So when I was younger and still living at home, and I'm not that organized with the story. My mother said, I want you to thank your Uncle Louie for taking you on the amusement ride. So I said, okay. So there was some gray-haired person that I thought was my Uncle Louie. And I go to give him a hug. And he goes, I'm not your Uncle Louie. And I thought that was like really embarrassing. And I was kind of ticked off that my mom didn't say, hey, no, that's not him. Take a right, take a left. She, but that didn't happen. But anyway, I'm always getting in these precarious moments where I might say something and not realize that somebody was there that I didn't want them to hear what I had to say, or things like that. And I just wanted to share some of the weird things that I guess is still ongoing, even at my age in my 70s. But, I could laugh at them after they happen, even if. Though that they're embarrassing at the time. So thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you,
Yay.
Linda.
All
Thank
right,
you,
Linda.
Linda.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you,
Done.
Linda. All right, Linda.